Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Barry. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
The hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, yeah, right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can, to the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can, walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me. I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is a place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta? Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little
It's
the truth, life so ironic. Sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time. Free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can walk in space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. Thank you all so much for coming tonight. I am very grateful that you decided to tune in here on Blog Talk Radio and Shows of Awareness. Again, thank you all so much for coming. I regret to inform you that tonight will only be a couple-minute-long show. I'm very sorry. I will not be doing readings tonight, and I cannot take any of your calls. I am right now in Buffalo, New York, and it has been quite a trip. I came here to clear my mind, clear my energy of all these addictions and everything that has been going on, quote-unquote, wrong with my life, and I really wanted to fix it and take control. And finally, I came to the point where I can take responsibility for all of my actions, even the bad ones. And I came to some really great realizations over this past week. I've gotten stuck and abandoned and found the love and creation within, and I am just ecstatic. I'm so happy. See, it doesn't even bother me that I don't have all of my stuff. I don't have internet at the moment. It doesn't even matter. That's why I'm just calling in so I can even talk to you guys and give you a little something so that you know that it's here and I'm here as well. And I'm always here for you and sending you all loving and amazing thoughts. Now, I would like to talk about some upcoming shows. So we will talk about that in a couple minutes. But I wanted to share with you an experience real quick before I get out of here. I just finished hypnotizing someone, and it was really, really wonderful. There was great, great success in this session. And it was so amazing when I was actually doing the session. It was like self-hypnotizing myself and creating those same feelings within me. And even more powerful because I'm giving them to someone else and giving away. And I really want to stress that giving anything you can is the most amazing way to live your life. I guess, okay, well, you know what, I'll just say live my life. And if others choose to follow along, then they can do that. It's, you know, their choice. But giving is such a wonderful tool, and it's such a wonderful feeling and emotion that I highly recommend that many people do it. I'm coming at you tonight from a friend's house in Buffalo, in Cheektowaga. And just kicking it, we're all kicking back, playing video games, smoking a hookah, which is pretty fun. May not be the best spiritual thing, but I like the taste of all these flavored tobaccos. It's pretty yummy. So, hopefully you are all enjoying some sort of lovely evening. As I definitely am. Very excited to be here with old friends and family. It's a wonderful feeling bringing back some great memories and helping for me to experience and learn more about myself, which, who could ask for more, right? So again, my main message tonight is to give of yourself. What do you have enough to give of? And that's really going to help you reflect upon yourself because, I mean, if you have a lot of love, then you're, of course you're going to be willing to give love. But if you have a lot of fear, then you're definitely going to be giving that out too. So recognize, if you aren't consciously giving out, recognize what you are giving out to others and what it is doing for yourself. I think it's an important thing to observe and reflect upon so that you can grow from it, learn from it, and ultimately become a better person. Now, I wanted to talk about the upcoming shows. This is the main reason why I decided to call in and create the show, so that way it's in the archives as well and everyone can hear it. In the next few weeks, oh my gosh, I am just blessed because my show, Thursday Thursdays, falls on amazing dates. Next week is the 17th, and the week after that, the next Thursday is the 24th, which is Christmas Eve. And the week after that is the 31st, New Year's Eve. So in lieu of these awesome, awesome, awesome dates that just happen to play out this way, fate or ironic coincidence or whatever have you, whatever you believe, I decided to do three shows in sequence. We're going to do stuff and acknowledge past, present, and future. Now, next week, we will be focusing on moments and memories from the past. Anything that this past year has brought you, what we're going to do is do a burn box. And this is a tradition amongst my friends. What we do is sometime when we come into a place in our lives where we're not happy with everything going on and we feel really screwed over and just hurt, we get a box and a bunch of pieces of paper, and write down on our pieces of paper everything and everyone that really screwed us over and hurt us, and stuff that we were just not happy about and would like to see change. So we write down everything and put it in a box, and at the end of the night, we burn it and all gather around and watch how everything unfolds and where the next step takes us. So next Thursday, we will be doing our own burn box on Thursday Thursdays at 11 o'clock. So make sure you come prepared next Thursday with moments from this past year and possibly just from your past at all that you would like to get off your chest and really let go and forgive. We need to take those resentment feelings and forgive them. So that's what we will be doing next Thursday. The Thursday after is the 24th, December 24th, and we will be doing our present show. Ironic enough, Christmas is the next day when we receive Christmas presents. So we will be doing everything that we are grateful for in that present moment, everything that is wonderful and that we appreciate in our lives, anything that we can send extra love, gratitude, and compassion to, so that our spirit and our holiday spirit will create an amazing and beautiful, beautiful holiday experience. Just another holiday to chalk up and add to the years as we continue through this life path of ours, hitting many Christmases. And we'll also be talking about the power of Christ and what it truly means to have a Christ consciousness. So hopefully we can all be in gratitude for that and be grateful. And the next show will be the December 31st, which all of you know is New Year's Eve. Oh my gosh, I feel so lucky that my show falls on these days. I am so grateful for that. Oh wait, I'm getting ahead of schedule here. We will be doing on the 31st what we wish to see happen in our future. What wishes we have for the next coming year and years after. And definitely setting some goals, setting some intentions, and creating hopefully daily habits that match our desires, as New Year's is a time for new beginnings. A lot of people quit their addictive habits then. So maybe we can help some people realize what they really want to manifest into their own life and just create a better future for everybody. So please, please, everybody get excited for the past, present, future shows coming up. They will all be in incremented weeks. Next Thursday is the past, the 24th, the Thursday after that is the present, and the future is New Year's Eve. So please, I hope all of you join me in this beautiful three-show manifestation as we literally take time into our own hands. Again, I hope you all are having an amazingly wonderful evening, and I'm so sorry that I cannot take your calls. But if you would like to get in contact with me and you have any specific questions, you can either call me at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And my extension is 0396844. Again, just either you can call me directly on that number and schedule an appointment with me, and I would love to be able to spiritually advise and give you some life coaching direction. Also, if you have any specific questions that you would like to ask, just message me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com, and I will be glad to respond to you and your questions. I'm pretty excited for these next few weeks to come. Also, what I need is from people, if you're listening to this in the archive or if you're listening live, and I've already contacted you, I need testimonials. So please, 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 if I've already contacted you, or if you would like to give me a testimonial, just saying and describing like a couple sentences, a short paragraph about the work that I do and the readings that I've given you, and also about what kind of energy that I bring to the table when we first start talking, that would be absolutely wonderful, and I would be extremely grateful if all of you could do that for me. If you would just write a couple sentences, little paragraph about the Dream Teacher, and send it to my email at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. And then put your name at the end and like where you're from, so that way people can recognize and kind of relate a little bit better to who you are and who you are to the Dream Teacher. So hopefully I get some good messages from you guys. I'm looking forward to reading all of those and posting them up on new websites. I've got some really great endeavors coming up in the near future. Business is taking off, and it's just absolutely wonderful. I've got beautiful people working with me, and I finally have some wonderful, wonderful new energy to bring to the table, as some of you might be able to tell the difference already. So I look forward to hearing from all of you. Again, if you have any questions, here is my personal number, 1-800-ASK-KEEN, 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 039-68444. And again, my personal email is thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Please do not hesitate to message me and ask any questions, as of course I'm always, always looking to help. So hopefully you all are going to have a wonderful night, as I am grateful that you decided to listen to this. And I am just looking forward to everything that is coming up. So please, again, join me for the past, present, and future shows in the next 3 weeks, the next Thursdays. Keep those in mind. Mark them on your calendar, as they will be very exciting and hardcore, hardcore group participation. I'm looking for everybody to get into this and get going, as we're creating this together. We're creating everything, all of these together. So make sure you mark your calendars for that, as I already have, and I'm super duper excited. I would like to leave you off with a couple of words tonight. I've been writing so much stuff has been going on. I think I want to leave you with a powerful, powerful realization. Co-creation is cooperatively using the energy from the invisible field of spirit. It is perfectly balancing your in-the-world calling with the pure energy of creation. You emulate this field, this creation field, by being as much like it as possible. This involves your willingness to contemplate yourself as a being of balance, attracting the conditions you desire to produce. It is in the contemplation of this power that you actually acquire this power. I hope all of you take that and align your inner creative energy, your thoughts, so that they match up perfectly with your desires, really bringing into fruition everything that you do desire. I hope you all have a lovely, lovely evening. And if we could all say a couple words that would really bring us into alignment. If you're listening to this, go ahead and say it with me. Holy Spirit, guide me now. Holy Spirit, guide me now. Holy Spirit, guide me now. As these words have powerful transformations within your life, you'll notice that things start to become a little bit more in balance. Holy Spirit, guide me now. As I leave you all this evening in much love and gratitude, I look forward to our future connection. Thanks so much for joining me, and thanks so much for taking the time out to listen to this. As I'll have, you have a wonderful, wonderful, and infinitely abundant evening and rest of the week. Much love and gratitude. This is your favorite dream teacher. Have a beautiful night and sweet dreams, my beautiful, beautiful co-creator.